It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. Miracles and wonders are God's glory on display. Dark light away. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Welcome, and you are listening to BPN Radio. Good Sunday to everybody. This is Michael sitting in for Dale Gentry, who is taking a rest this week, spending time with his wife, Jean. You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer radio station. At this time or any time, around the clock, around the globe, as we pray for revival in America. Another spiritual awakening. Let's spend some time in seeking the Lord for this broadcast. Maybe you will join me in a few words of prayer. Lord Jesus, on this day, on this morning, this afternoon, this evening, we want to worship you. We want to thank you for everything you've given us. We want to thank you for creation. Lord, that you have made us wonderfully, even though we are living in a foreign world. Bodies marked by sin, and a world marked by sin. We worship you because we know that you have redeemed us, that you have shed your blood on the cross for us, to give us a way out, a way home to you, to be at peace, to be at peace with you. And one day to come home to spend eternity with you. We want to worship you and to glorify you for this day, for all the good things you have done in our lives. Even though we face troubles, even though we face hardships, but we know in you we have overcome them all. In you we've got the strength to rise up against them. In you we've got everything we need to get through this life unscathed, safe, protected, knowing you're walking right beside us. So Lord, we want to praise you, we want to glorify your holy name on this day, just to give thanks to you and give you our veneration, our worship, and call you our Lord and God. Jesus, we love you, and we invite you into our hearts, into our lives. Lord, as we begin this day, this Sunday, the first day of the week, the Resurrection Day, we ask you, Lord, that resurrection will be in our hearts as well, that you will be in our hearts, that you will guide us, lead us, that you will direct our thoughts, our prayers, our understanding, our emotions, and mostly our spirit, that you will revive our spirit, that you will be with us, that our spirit will be led into worshiping you, into seeking you, into coming closer to you. Lord, we want to worship you on this Sunday and lift up your name above all names. No name is higher here on earth than your name. May you be extolled, may you be exalted, and may you be lifted high. Lord, be with us this day and be with us throughout this broadcast. And Lord, I invite you for this session, for all our listeners, everybody who's tuned in. Please spend some time and bring your petition before God. Whatever's moving on your heart, whatever is bothering you, just bring it before God. Lay it down before him. Lay down your burdens before him. His burden is light, his yoke is easy. Lord, the This morning I reach out to you and I pray for the BPN community, for all our listeners, for those who are sick, for those who are in pain. I pray that you will bring relief, that the pain will go away, that sickness will go away. Lord, I want to proclaim healing from this radio station out to our listeners. I pray that you will touch them right now as people are tuning in and listening. I want to speak out your healing over people who are right there in the BPN community, in the radio station, just listening to us and listening to this Sunday morning session. Lord, I pray for those who are in turmoil, pain of heart and pain of soul. I pray for those who have been abandoned, who have been forsaken. I pray for those who feel loneliness so badly that it hurts, that it really hurts. I pray, Father, that your presence will be right there in their hearts, that even though man, people have abandoned them, have left them, have forsaken them, Lord, that you are there, that you are right there with them, right there beside them, right now. I pray, Father, that there will be such a presence manifest around them, that they will just know that you, O Lord, are there, right there with them. I pray that your comfort will be with them, with each one suffering turmoil this morning, listening to BPN Radio. I pray that you would soothe their souls. And I want to speak healing into your lives, into the pain you are suffering, that the pain will be taken away, that in the name of Jesus the pain will go away, not to return forever. May you be restored. May joy return to you. And may your grief, your depression, your anxiety go away. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those among us who don't know how to cope the next day, don't know how to pay the bills which are coming. They don't know what to do. At the end of the road, there's no way out. I pray that even though they seem to be at a dead-end road, with no escape, that you will open a road where there is no road. That you will open a door where there is no door. The doors are locked. The doors be opened, divinely opened. I pray for divine appointments. Right when everything seems to be lost, when nothing seems to go, Lord, that you will intervene and you will be there. May bills be paid, may opportunities come. The race is not to the swift, nor bread to the learned. The time and opportunity happens to them all. It's from Ecclesiastes, if you want to check it out. But Lord, we pray for opportunities, Lord, for divine opportunities in the lives of our listeners who are struggling right now. Where things are just not working out, professionally, financially, in relationships, with kids, bringing them up. Lord, I proclaim your peace I proclaim your favor, your solutions over these circumstances. Lord, I want to glorify you that you are over all these things, and though we face many trials, in you we can conquer them. In you we will succeed. In you we will be pressed down, sometimes fall down, but we will rise again, not because of who we are, but because of who you are and what you are doing for us. Finally, I want to pray for those who have heard your word, who know your gospel, but find it hard to respond. I pray, Lord, that you will give us opportunity, strength, the wisdom to present your gospel and your word to those who are on their way to hell, to save them from the clutches of the enemy. Lord, your word says that we should be shod ready with a readiness to proclaim the gospel. Help us to put our shoes on, and help us to get out there and to proclaim your word in season and out of season, to those who are near us and to those who are far away from us. Lord, we acknowledge that we need you. We need your strength, your grace, your guidance, your courage. We need to live by your Spirit. And we ask you collectively as BPN radio listeners that you will equip us. And we want to receive from you all we need to do the will of God, to do your will, to proclaim your gospel, to proclaim your message, and to pass it on to a generation which is lost, deceived, on the way to hell. Lord, and we want to pray for America. We pray for a revival in America. Lord, there are a lot of strange movements going on. A lot of strange things in this country that was once known to be the country proclaiming the word of God. People going from all over the world in search of God to America. Practice freedom to worship you. Lord, we pray for America that you will remember, for the sake of those who came here first, who were seeking you, and you were seeking to establish a godly nation. Help America to stand. We pray, Father, that evil be taken away, that evil be subdued, that evil will not succeed, that those who rise up against you, against your word, against your principles, will not succeed, but that they will be pressed back, that they will be reduced, that they will not be able to stand. But Lord, that as your church, as your people, you will empower us to preach your word, to stand up for your principles, for your ways, to stand up for the living God. Help us to do this in this sinful and rotten generation. Help us. In Jesus' name. I hope you can say amen to everything. Maybe not. Maybe you can say amen to some of the things prayed for today. But I want to encourage you to just pray for America. Pray for the nation. Pray for revival in this nation. We're going to carry on, and we'll have a track from Godfrey Bertel. And it's something which we need more than ever, and it's called Outrageous Grace. Stay tuned here at BPN Radio. Today, Michael with you, filling in for Dale. In a minute, you will have an interview with Dale and Roberta Potts-Roberts. And after that, I'll come back just for a short time to wish you a good day. And let's carry on with Godfrey Bertel.
There's a lot of pain, but a lot more healing. There's a lot of trouble, but a lot more peace. There's a lot of hate, but a lot more loving. There's a lot of sin, but a lot more grace. Oh, outrageous grace. Oh, outrageous grace. Love on fire. Through
there's an enemy that seeks to kill what it can't control. It twists and turns, making mountains out of molehills. But I will call on the Lord, who is worthy of praise. I run to and I
I'm honored today to have as my special guest here on BPN Radio, the daughter of Oral Roberts, Roberta Roberts Potts, and who was a practicing attorney in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now retired from that law practice, but she grew up as the youngest daughter of Oral and Evelyn Roberts. As a child, Roberta lived with the loneliness which grew from the frequent absences of her famous father. Yet, during the summer, she experienced firsthand the healings of so many right before her eyes. And Roberta witnessed the building of the world's only major charismatic accredited institution of higher learning, Oral Roberts University, and herself became a graduate twice over, having been awarded a Bachelor of Arts in History in 1973 and later a Juris Doctor cum laude in 1987 while in law school. She was named to the Dean's List, Who's Who Among American Law Students, Outstanding Young Women of America. She completed the Oklahoma Bar Examination in 1987, practiced law for 22 years. And in addition to her law practice, she speaks to church, Christian groups, is a writer, appearing on radio, television programs. And she's on the board of trustees of her alma mater, Oral Roberts University, since 2010. And we are so delighted to have her on this week because we have been emphasizing divine healing, praying for the sick all week long. And so, Roberta, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on with us here on BPN Radio today.
Well, it's a blessing to be with you.
And, you know, your father is of course, an incredible pioneer in the healing ministry. And somehow we have lost that gifting among the churches. But I still believe that Jesus is healing today. I know my wife was healed of cancer in 2004. And many people are being healed. So why don't you talk to us about your story. And about your father, about miracles that you've seen, and whatever you want to say. We'll conclude today with praying for the sick. So it's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. It's a joy to hear someone talking about healing. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Well, tell about your journey. What you have seen. What you have seen in healing. I know you've written books. I know you've had a lot of experiences. And so we know that faith comes by hearing by the word of God and by the Logos word, by the Rhema word. And so just share some things that could build people's faith before we pray for them today.
Well, I think the healings that I saw that probably ministered to me the most were those of other children, because when I was privileged to be there at his tent crusades, I was a child. And perhaps because they were children, that's who I related to more than anyone. I remember a little boy who was helped up to the ramp by his mother, and he had these braces on both legs. And of course, it had already gotten my attention even before he got there, because Dad, you know, unlike so many healing ministers you hear of today, where the minister will stand up in the front and then someone in the back of the auditorium will say, "Well, while you were saying this, I was healed," but you don't see anything. Well, Dad's ministry was totally different. He would have people line up in a long healing line, and they would come up in front of him, and he would pray for them one at a time. So I had seen this mother and her little boy coming up for quite a ways, and the little boy had grabbed my attention, I guess, again, because he was a little boy and because he had braces on his legs. But they got up to the front where Dad was, and he began speaking. One thing, he was so good with little children. When he prayed for you, you could feel the power of God, and sometimes it would be scary if you were a child and you didn't know what to expect. So when it was a child, he would always stop and say, "Now, let me explain. I'm going to put my hands on you, and is that okay? And I'm going to pray and ask God to heal you." You know, he made sure that the child understood and that it was all right with the child, not just with mom, but with the child. But I remember with this particular little boy, he began praying for the boy, and you could just feel, just being in that crusade, you could feel the Spirit of God moving. And I must have figured out somewhere inside me that this little boy had been healed, because I just felt, I felt so strongly the presence of God when Dad was praying for this little boy. But once he stopped praying, the little boy looked up at his mother, and he said, "Mommy, can I run?" And the look on his mother's face was very doubtful. Like, well, I don't know. But within maybe, 30 seconds to a minute, she stood there for a minute, you know, and kind of considered it. And then, sure enough, she unbuckled those braces. And I will never forget, that boy ran. He ran and he ran and he ran. And the audience went wild. They were on their feet. They were jumping up and down. I mean, it was so amazing. And I think it touched my heart perhaps more than others, because I had specifically watched him and how his mother had tried to, you know, help him. And she really struggled to get him up there. So having watched him and seen that that boy was really hurt, I don't remember now if it was a chronic thing. I don't remember what it was that was wrong with his legs, but I know he couldn't walk.
Yeah.
And when he was running all over that tent, I tell you, the people were, you should have heard them praising God and thanking God. And, oh,
yeah.
And of course, then the look on the little boy's face and the look on his mother's face when she saw him running, her doubt, of course, left, and she, you know, it was in front of her eyes.
Yeah.
It was so amazing. And I saw so many, I can't even tell you, I can't remember so many of the things that I saw just like that, where people would get healed and the crowd was so aware that they would just go ballistic. It's weird that you could have sometimes more than 10,000 in those. He, toward the end of his tent crusades, he ordered this big tent which could seat 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
But when you opened up the flaps, more people could stand around the outside.
Right.
And you would think with all those people, it would have just been, you know, noisy and people walking in and out. But I tell you, when Dad was praying for the sick, you could hear a pin drop. It was compelling. People, they stopped in their tracks. People stayed in their seats. They didn't get up. People were just glued on what was happening in the front. And it was so amazing to see and to feel the Spirit of God.
That's right.
When that was happening right before your eyes.
Well, I certainly can confirm that, Roberta. As a teenager, I went to one of your dad's tent meetings in Anadarko, Oklahoma, and I saw firsthand the miracles, the people that were being healed that night. It made a tremendous impression on me for my future ministry, and there's just a stirring in my spirit that we once again need to believe God for signs, wonders, and miracles and healings. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, but you know, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
And
yes.
And I know that you were the daughter of Oral Roberts, living in that atmosphere. And just wanted to talk with you today about how you feel about the restoration of healing in churches across America and crusades across America. And maybe, I know you've probably been asked a million times, but what was it like living in the home of Oral Roberts?
Well, it was good and it was bad. As you were reading in that bio earlier, it was tough on me as a child in some respects, because I was too young, I guess, to really understand why my daddy and my mother, too, were gone so often. And I was left with babysitters, and so that part, I have to admit, was pretty tough. It wasn't until I was older that I began to understand why they were gone so much. But amidst that tough part, during the summers when I was out of school, I was allowed to go to the Crusades. And, oh, believe me, getting to attend those Crusades was worth it all. I wouldn't change a thing. I'm so grateful to have witnessed what I witnessed. So it was, to answer your question, what was it like? It was tough and it was wonderful. You know, it was both. And, of course, I was very proud of my father. I didn't always understand everything that he did, and I got criticism. You know, when you go to school, people make fun of you, especially back when I was growing up. When Dad would pray for someone, he would lay his hands on them, and oftentimes he would say in a loud voice, "Heal." So when I went to school, you know, the big athletes, the big stud-type guys, you know, that thought they were really cool, you know, I'd walk in a room, and they would say, "There's Earl," or they'd say, "Heal," you know. So, I had some criticism like that, but I can't say that it was a huge thing in my life. I did, with all my lack of understanding of why he was gone, I did have an innate understanding of God and that he was a healer. I suppose it'd be hard not to, because I saw so many healings night after night, year after year. How can you doubt that when you see it?
Yeah.
So, you know, the criticism was hard in some respects, but I can't say it was huge in my life, because I knew that no matter what anybody said, it was real. I'd met the people that had been healed. I saw them healed. I saw the way they looked before they came to the platform and when they left. Now, one thing I probably should make clear, all the people that came up to the platform were not healed.
Right.
In fact, one thing that I really, now that I'm older and I've had an opportunity to go back and think and analyze his ministry, he was bold. He was so bold that it's absolutely amazing, because I never once heard him talk about the people who came up, who were prayed for, and seemingly got nothing. Now, sometimes someone who is prayed for really was healed of cancer or something, and you couldn't see it.
Right.
But there were many times when people came up there and they just didn't get healed. And you don't know. You don't know why. Why isn't everybody healed? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But Dad was so bold, it never stopped him.
Right.
Because he knew that there would be so many who would be healed, and he just trusted God. And if people didn't understand, you know, Dad was one of those people. He was bold, he trusted God, and he just left things like that to the Lord. It never seemed to bother him. I guess perhaps because of those who really were healed, and you couldn't deny it. I mean, people would come, and you may know this, people would come to the meetings as total skeptics, because, they didn't believe in healing. But no one could sit through a crusade and not believe, because it was right there in front of your eyes. You couldn't deny it. It was just right there.
Right. I remember watching your dad, and he would sit there and he would have these cards in his hand, and he would read from the card and he would pray for the sick. And I know that he paved the way for a lot of other men and women to operate in the gift of healing. And I just believe there was an impartation. I'm sure, Roberta, that there's an impartation in your life just simply by your relationship with your father. And I'm sure that you've seen a lot of things happen in your ministry. And I know that you're an incredible speaker. I was overwhelmed when I watched your dad's memorial service. And your excellent message that you gave concerning your father. So let's talk a little bit about what's happening in your life, and whatever you want to share. I want us to conclude today by praying for the sick. But what's going on in your life? I know that you've been an attorney, but there's other things going on at this time.
Well, yes, I'm pretty much finishing up. I closed my law office, and I have just a few cases that I'm working with other lawyers to finish up, but we're hoping to have those done by the end of the year, and if not, I'll probably just totally, totally resigned from the Bar Association, but it's been, honestly, it's been a real ministry. I know that's probably hard to believe, but the Lord just gave me an opening. What I've done all these years is help people who've been in accidents, and so everyone that came to my office was hurt, which gave me a wonderful opportunity when I would get through with the interview and asking them about, oh, all the information I needed to know. I would say, is it all right if I pray for you? And in about, as you said, 22 years, two people said no, and one was a Muslim. And even he thanked me. What I've learned is that when people are hurting, they will almost always take a prayer.
Yeah.
And, I mean, in my life right now, I'm pretty much retired as to, you know, making money. I do some volunteer work in a Bible study fellowship in the Tucson area. But as Christians, I think all of us are on the front lines. All of us run across people from time to time, or really several times a week, really, who have needs. Sometimes healing needs. Sometimes they can't sell their house. Sometimes they can't get a job. Sometimes someone in the family died. And so it's a wonderful opportunity for us to get our witness across and just say right then and there, well, may I pray with you? And
right.
few people say no. It's so rare because people are hurting. Seems
yes.
like to me, with all the healings that I saw in the 50s and during Dad's ministry, with all of that, people seem to be hurting even worse
yeah.
than they were then.
Yeah, I believe
and,
that.
And I tell you what, I think we as Christians, whether we are an evangelist or just a layperson like me, we all have opportunities day after day to just hold out our hand and say, may I pray with you?
That's true.
Because
that's true.
As we get to know people, they're gonna say, well, you know, Aunt Jilly died, or I can't sell my house, or I'm having trouble at work. And it's a wonderful opportunity to get our witness across and to say a prayer. And, you know, God will honor that. He
mm-hmm.
really will, because he is a healer. As you say, he has never changed and he never will.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I want to kind of say as a side note, talking about City of Faith, my mother was in City of Faith. She was, my father was, had his 50-year pen as a minister with the Assemblies of God. And my
oh.
mother went to City of Faith, went to heaven from City of Faith, was never sent a bill. Our family was never sent a bill. I remember my mom telling me that you came by and prayed for her. And so I just want to, on a private note, say thank you, Roberta. And I know that you and your family have sown so many seeds into people's lives. You've been a tremendous blessing along with your mother and your father. And I know City of Faith, even though it no longer exists, was a tremendous blessing to so many, many people. And of course, Oral Roberts University. You still serve on the board there. What is happening at ORU?
Well, actually, I didn't want to correct you earlier, but when we left Tulsa, I resigned from the board.
Oh, okay.
So I'm no longer a member of the board, but I do contact them, and they contact me occasionally. I don't know real current information because we've been in Arizona and Colorado, but what I do know is very good.
Okay. Okay. Well, good. I had some former information there. Well, tell me about your ministry, how people can reach you, how you have any materials that they can read, any way they can contact you. Tell us about what's going on now in this new season of your
okay.
life.
Well, I wrote a book about Dad, and it's called My Dad, Oral Roberts. And it is available on my website. And the website's real easy. If you can remember my name, you can remember my website. It's
okay.
RobertaPotts.com. And there's also, besides the book, I also did a CD of organ music. And it's the kind of music and a lot of the same songs that were used during Dad's crusades back in the 50s. So it's wonderful for people who are like me, they're older and they remember those days and they love that music. And it's also wonderful for people who are young and maybe they've never heard music like that. But I tell you what, it's amazing how you feel the Spirit of God coming through those old songs, like Dad's testimony song, when he reached down his hand for me, which, of course, I love that. And his last coherent moments on the earth were singing that song and singing other songs.
Wow.
So that's a very special, special song to me.
So give us a little preview of your book.
Well, I took the time, I was just telling you about his last coherent moments on the earth. He was singing songs, and he was singing the songs that had been very strong in his ministry. For example, when he reached down his hand for me, and then the one that was probably more famous, Something Good Is Going to Happen to You. You may remember that song.
Yeah, I do. I remember.
So I took those songs and I divided his ministry according to the song. The chapter that talks about his healing from tuberculosis, when he was dying with tuberculosis, I should say, is called When He Reached Down His Hand for Me.
Mm-hmm.
One of the major songs that was sung during his crusades was Where the Healing Waters Flow. And so that song is the title for the story of his healing ministry in the crusades.
Uh-huh.
And then the one I mentioned, Something Good Is Going to Happen to You, that describes his television ministry, which you may know. He had one primetime special that reached 23 million viewers.
Yeah, it was amazing.
We don't get numbers like that anymore because now we have internet and laptops and cell phones and all those things.
Right.
But he had those programs during that last window of time before you even had a remote control on your TV. And so people would sit there listening, watching his program. They didn't want to get up and change the channel, so they'd hear his sermon and get saved.
There was no remote control then.
I tell you, and I tell all of those stories in the book, including some stories that have never been told publicly. Like, when we were in Houston, I went with Dad without my mother, and he was so excited about his sermon, he forgot me and left me behind in the hotel. I tell a lot of cute stuff, a lot of cute stories like that, which kind of gives you an insight on who he was. The media has talked about him and told a lot of stuff. Some of it was true and some wasn't. I give more of a private synopsis and analysis of his life just from my eyes, observing what I saw during my lifetime. So I think it'll be interesting, particularly to people, as you say, who are interested in healing, and then secondly, those who are in the ministry or are planning to get into the ministry. Because, of course, Dad went through so many problems and concerns, and the Lord showed him how to get through. So for anyone in the ministry, I think they'd be particularly interested in that.
Okay, and they can order the book from your website, robertapotts.com.
That's right, and they can get the book and the CD if they want it. And I just pray that it's a great blessing, because I agree with you, healing needs to be the central part after somebody gets saved.
Yes.
Healing is so important, and we need to get that back. And I believe the book and the CD will be helpful in that, because it hones in on the importance of healing and how we need healing today. How we need healing today.
Okay. Well, I just want to encourage everybody to go to robertapotts.com and to order your book and the CD. I know they'll be blessed, and I know that they will I'll be able to read some stories that they've not heard before. And I really appreciate you being on today, Roberta. And I know that you believe in healing. And there are people today that I believe that are listening to this 24-hour prayer broadcast that needs a miracle. And I'd like for you to say a prayer for those, however the Holy Spirit leads you at this time, if you will.
All right. Lord Jesus, we come to you in your mighty, precious name, Lord. And I thank you, first of all, that you are a healer. It doesn't make any difference what this world says. We know what the Bible says. And we've seen things with our eyes. We know that you are a healer and that you are concerned with every single need, whether it be little or whether it be huge, Lord. You are concerned. And Lord, I come to you for each of the listeners right now, each one who is within the sound of my voice. I pray for total healing, Lord Jesus. I pray for good things in their lives. I pray for needs to be met, Lord Jesus, for a job, if perhaps the person is out of a job. I pray, Lord Jesus, that things will come from an unexpected source. They'll be sitting there, and all of a sudden, something will happen that they could have never expected, Lord Jesus. Because I know that's the kind of God you are, and you are pleased to heal us and to love us and to get us through the troubles and the difficulties in this life, Lord. You said that no matter what happened, you would be with us. And so, Lord, I come against cancer. I come against tuberculosis. I come against knee problems and head problems and leg problems and arm problems. Lord Jesus, I come against whatever is going on in the life of every listener today. In Jesus' name, Lord Jesus, I pray that you will give each one the faith to believe that you are who you say you are. You are the healer of the Bible. And we thank you for it, Lord, and we believe in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. And I set myself in agreement with you, Roberta.
Amen.
It's been a delight to have you on, and I want to encourage everybody again to go to your website, robertapotts.com, and get your book and about your dad, Oral Roberts, and the CD. Thank you for being on today, sharing about your father, Oral Roberts, who has influenced millions of people across America and around the world, including myself. And God bless you and your ministry, and thank you for taking time out of your schedule. I pray for divine appointments and divine connections in your life as you continue to make an impact on this generation.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. I sure enjoyed it.
Enjoyed being with you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you're listening to BPN Radio. That was Roberta Potts-Roberts and Dale Gentry interviewing her. Okay, that gets us to the end of our show. We've got about 2 minutes left. Remember, you can support us with this ministry. Just go to the website at www.bpnradio.com. There's a PayPal button as well. It does cost some money, unfortunately, and it's important. If you feel that, you know, this is useful, this is good, and you wish to help us a little bit, maybe you can contribute just a little bit. Anything helps. Would be nice if you feel led to do so. But don't feel forced. You know, this is a service to you, regardless of whether you can support it or not. That doesn't matter, but it would be nice if you could. Tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow we have got... let me check it out. I think it's Evander Holyfield tomorrow. So an interesting interview with the Evander Holyfield, quite long. I think it's about an hour long or so, but it's a really interesting talk. The boxing world championship. So it's great to have him on here on BPN Radio. Dale is interviewing him. Okay, and this gets us right up to the end of the show. Thank you very much for listening. God bless. This week I'm filling in for Dale, but don't worry, there'll be lots of interviews with Dale. So stay tuned here at BPN Radio, and do not hesitate to tune in tomorrow. God bless, and bye-bye from Michael here at BPN Radio.